this story was made up last night when the youth group has their overnights. We do worship all together up here in the middle of the night. And a team of five of the senior youth and I made up this story. And this is a ever so slightly abridged version of what they made up, because it's us here on Sunday morning. So, once upon a time, there was a gerbil named Fluffy Tuft. And the gerbil named Fluffy Tuft was all of a sudden living in a brand new community, in a brand new place, surrounded by guinea pigs. And the guinea pigs were all quite a bit larger and quite a bit fluffier and quite a bit squishier than Fluffy Tuft. And so he felt a little bit out of place. He loved the new setup, though, because it was a fascinating community. It was all sorts of tunnels which led to bigger spaces, all sorts of little habit trails, and it was all size for a guinea pig, so more than enough room for him to rattle around. And he was fascinated. But the more he hung out with the guinea pigs, the more he felt really different. They were all nice to him, but he just looked around, and he felt so little. And he saw all their long, flowy hair, and he felt so short-haired. And the more he thought about it, it sort of ramped up on itself in his head, and he just felt more farther and farther away and more different, and it started to feel bad. And so he decided that he would hatch a bit of a plan. And so one morning, he went to the farthest part of the little habit trails through all these little tunnels, and he found these big puff balls. They were sort of like cotton balls, but really big. And he found the stickiest substance he could find and kind of smeared it all over himself. And so then he stuck a bunch of the puff balls out onto his body, layer after layer after layer, until only his tiny little paws could kind of stick out. And he thought, all right, I'm onto something. I'm almost as big as those guinea pigs. And it was hard for him to walk around, but still, he was like, all right, I'm getting closer. It's great. But then he still needed that long, flowy hair. And so, oddly enough, there was a Dolly Parton wig in another corner of all these tunnels. And so he went and he gnawed off the hair of this long, kind of blonde Dolly Parton wig, and he stuck those onto the outside. So he was this tiny little gerbil on the inside, but then he had all these puff balls, and then he had like rows and rows of flowy, blonde, shiny, fake hair. And so he went to go find his guinea pig friends, and he was like, hey guys, how you doing? And they were all very confused. They looked at him with all of this strange stuff that he had stuck onto himself, and they said, what's the matter with your body? And he was like, nothing's the matter with my body. I'm just like you guys. I'm big and squishy and fluffy. And couldn't finish his sentence because there was this horrible squawking noise that came from the sky. And they looked up, and sure enough, one of the eagles that lived right nearby was barreling down, wanting to eat them all, and smashed into the plastic tunnels that separated the large enclosure where they were. And the one plastic tunnel was all crumpled, and then it leashed around with his beak and smashed the other plastic tunnel. And all the guinea pigs and the gerbil were very, very afraid. And the eagle swooped up into the air to gain momentum for another attack. And the gerbil looked at the other guinea pigs, and the guinea pig said, Fluffy Tuft, it looks like you're the only one who can fit through this tiny little tunnel. And sure enough, they had a defense mechanism that for some reason was on the fritz, and they needed to get to a whole different part of the tunnels to activate. And they said, but I can't make it through now because I'm big and I'm fluffy and I'm long-haired just like you guys. And the guinea pig said, no, Fluffy Tuft, we liked you just the way you were. You were really different than the rest of us, but we love that. You can fit into places none of the rest of us can. You're fascinating. You're great. And he realized, kind of ran back through his mind, and they had only ever been anything but sweet to him. And he realized that a lot of it was just inside of his head. And so he said, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it through that tunnel. I'm going to activate our defense system. And so he tried to pull off the stuff that had stuck to him, but it was really hard. And so with the help of the guinea pigs, they yanked off all the fake hair and they yanked off all the puff balls, and it was very difficult. And it actually pulled off some of his own hair. So now he's all sort of speckled and a bit raw and slightly uncomfortable. But he made it through the tunnel, and he ran off and he activated the defense system, which as soon as the eagle was swooping down for its next attack, a large stuffed iguana was thrown through the sky and wrapped itself around the eagle, who was very disoriented and confused, and flew away. Fluffy Tuft came back into the part where all the guinea pigs were, And he looked at them and they said, "Thank you. Thank you, Fluffy Tuff." He didn't feel so fluffy because he had all those little spots. But he realized from then on that all he had to be was who he actually was. And that's all of our job here, to figure out who we truly are and to be that. Because for each and every one of us, there's a tunnel that only we can make it through. And here in this wider community of all sorts of folks with all sorts of identities and all sorts of beings, we are at our strongest and most beautiful when each and every one of us is showing up in our fullness. Amen. We invite you to